You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Thursday episode. Got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about what's coming up on the weekly podcast. Our first guest from Zach's season of The Bachelor. We are going to talk a little bit more about the transcription. I've got an update on that. Also, Survivor last night. Tonight is Lovers and Liars. And what's the other? There's another show on Thursday that I'm completely blanking on that I know I watch. Crap. Maybe I'll remember it. It's Lovers and Liars. I'm an idiot. We're going to talk about the fact that Lionel Richie has thoughts on who should replace Katy Perry on Idol. He gave two names that he thinks should. One, no chance in a gazillion years. Two, probably the one that it's going to be. And we're also going to talk about Taylor Swift has surpassed 1 billion streams in less than a week on Spotify. What? Get to all that momentarily. All right, let's start with this. You know I'm now transcribing the Daily Roundup every day and putting it on my website, realitysteve.com. If you've seen it the last 2 days, I just started on Tuesday, so we've only done two of those. And if you've seen it, you know that it basically just does almost one sentence at a time, and it breaks it down, and it's like, okay, it's everything. I think they do a pretty good job of capturing everything. If I were to play audio, you wouldn't be able to distinguish what's the audio sound that I played. And sometimes it doesn't have the greatest punctuation. But my whole point was, for people that don't listen to podcasts, this is just a chance for you to just read what I covered. I think you can tell if there's words that are repeated in there or doubled up or something like that. So that's why I did it. However, Susanna over at Bachelor Data told me about a system, an app, I guess, on the internet that I can use to transcribe as well. That does it just as quick, and it does it more in paragraph form. And I downloaded it yesterday, and that's what I'm going to use going forward. Now, I think formatically it looks better than one sentence at a time, like you've seen the first 2 days. But I also noticed that, yes, in the middle of me talking, it might start a new paragraph, and that's not a new thought. So you might have to deal with that, but we've got that going, and that starts today. Now, obviously, on Thursdays, you know I do a daily roundup, and I do my weekly podcast. So I was like, well, am I going to just choose one or the other? No, I'll include both. So on Thursdays, you will get the transcription of the daily roundup and the weekly podcast. So how you like them apples? Now, granted, the weekly podcast is an hour long, which means it's going to be double the length of the Daily Roundup, clearly, because the Daily Roundup is usually 20 to 25 minutes, so almost three times longer. Today's interview, podcast number 388, I think is over an hour and 20 minutes, so it's almost four times as long as your average Daily Roundup. It's going to take you a while to read, probably a good 15 to 20 minutes. And it doesn't distinguish me speaking versus the guest speaking. You're just going to have to make that out for yourself when you're reading. If it gets too confusing, honestly, I would like some feedback. For those that are reading the transcripts, give me your feedback after today, after you see the interview one posted. Should I even do the weekly ones transcribed because it doesn't separate my question from their answer? Or do you not mind? You can fight your way through it. Let me know. Because that'll determine if I keep going with. I'm still going to do the transcription of the Daily Roundup every day. But the weekly podcast, like I said, those are usually an hour. And it's just a lot to read through. And it's going to add more pages to, the website. But it's up to you. I'll do it for a couple weeks. And then if it's just like, Steve, it's just too hard to read between your question and their answer. We don't even know when the question ends versus when their answer starts. And it's all, some of them are in the same paragraph. Yeah, just let me know. Let me know what you think. So that will be up today. Podcast number 388, who, by the way, it's going to be with Greer Blitzer. Greer was on Zach's season. It's the first woman from Zach's season I've had on the podcast. Greer was the first Impression Rose recipient of Zach's season. She also was the only contestant to get COVID on his season. We go through everything with Greer. We go through where she, you know, from the first, how she applied. We talk about something that's never been talked about other than when I brought it up when I first learned about Greer being a tech contestant on the show. And that's the fact that she was sorority sisters with Gabby L. Nikki. And it was never brought up on the show. In the couple podcasts that Greer has been on in recent times in the last week or so, I haven't heard her bring it up. So I ask her, one, how close were you guys in college? Two, was it ever a storyline on the show that just never aired? What was your whole feeling on it? Why wasn't it a storyline on the show? Every time they've had two people who knew each other pre-filming, they always made a storyline out of it, yet it was never referenced on the show that Greer and Gabby L. Nikki knew each other and were sorority sisters at Ole Miss. Speaking of Ole Miss, I give Greer the reason or how the phrase hottie toddy came to be, which is very popular in Ole Miss land. We also talk about her getting COVID, the whole rose ceremony on Zoom, where she was at with Zach when she got eliminated, how the whole thing worked with COVID, what she had to do when she was sequestered, and then her brief stint on Bachelor in Paradise. She got eliminated at the first rose ceremony. What happened with that? Was she excited? She thought she was going to get a rose. And then we talk everything that's going on with her post-show. She's launching a swimsuit, and it launches this Saturday. She is roommates with Davia in New York, and they both have a swimsuit that is launching this Saturday. She's posted about it on her Instagram stories. So has Davia. I think they're two really, really good bathing suits. Do you call them bathing suits anymore? Can I call them bikinis? Because that's what they are. Is a bikini a bathing suit? Is that what you call them? Or do you call them swimsuits? Do you call them swimwear? I feel like bathing suit is from like 1980. So I could be wrong. I'm just going to call it bikini. But her bikini that she is selling with her name on it, and she collaborated with a company as Davia did. They're both launching their own suit on Saturday, and she will have a link to it. We talk about that. We do talk about the unfortunate incident that happened in regards to her during her season that happened online. Some old tweets of hers that resurfaced. Remember, she posted about it on opening night, and then she got called up to the hot seat during the Women Tell All to talk about it publicly. And I thought her apology about it was one of the best ones that she did, you know, in public. And we talk about that, and that's it almost the very end. And I didn't want to end the podcast on that, you know, depressing, sad note, just kind of a negative tone. So guess what I brought back? I brought back the Rapid 10, although I only kept it to 5 because I did this on the fly. I wasn't planning on doing it, but I was pretty much done with Greer in the interview once we had spoken about the old tweets that had resurfaced and her having to apologize for that. And I didn't want to end the podcast that way. So we did a quick Rapid 10 that I still had some questions in my phone. I don't know why, but I knew I had them somewhere, so I pulled them up. And we did a rapid 5. It might have been a little bit more than 5. I don't remember how many I asked. But so we end with that. It's a really, really good interview. She's very entertaining, very upbeat. Love the fact. I loved her answers. So that's coming up in an hour from now, podcast number 388. And along with this podcast transcription, I'll also, right after that one, have the podcast transcription of the interview with Greer. But please, please hit me back up, email me or DM me on Instagram and let me know what you think of how it comes out in the transcription, because it's going to determine if I continue to do the weekly interview podcast and transcribe it. I'll always have the daily roundup up, but because the other one is so long and it takes a while to read and the format might be a little bit different, because it doesn't distinguish between my voice and hers. Just let me know what you think. I'd really appreciate it. All right, this podcast is brought to you by Factor Meals. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular ones like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like lunch, breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today for your springtime goals. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You know me. I'm not a fan of cooking. I will when it's made easy for me. But these meals are some of the best frozen meals. Never frozen meals. All you do is put them in the refrigerator. You put them in the microwave, and it takes 2 minutes to heat up. Honestly, 2 minutes. Maybe you have to put it in for another 30 seconds after you take the film off. But Santa Fe-style green chili beef skillet, I had that the other night. It was excellent. The smoky barbecue chicken breast was great. My favorite, it's up there in the top five right now. The cavatappi and Italian-style pork ragu was so good. There's just so many good ones there. I have not had one bad Factor meal yet, and neither will you, I promise. Head to factormeals.com/realitysteve50 and use the code realitysteve50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's promo code realitysteve50 at factormeals.com/realitysteve50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This podcast is also brought to you by Way. Ladies, I'm going to talk to you about Way until you buy your new anti-frizz cream. You are too busy to be frizzy. It's a lightweight cream, provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. I've sent it to my friends because obviously it doesn't pertain to me, but I'm telling you, they absolutely love it. It helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to a consumer's perception study, 90% of the participants agreed their hair looks less frizzy. We're getting into summertime. I know you get the frizzy whizzies when you get in the summer heat if you are in a place that really has heat or humidity. I know you guys don't like the frizzes. This is what you need. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and enter promo code RealitySteve for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, theouai.com, promo code RealitySteve for 15% off any product. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Survivor last night. As bad as the first four episodes of this season was, I think these last two are some of the most entertaining and best episodes we've seen in a while. When people get eliminated having an idol in their pocket, which has already happened twice, I believe in the last 4 weeks, that's a good thing. That means people are playing the game and they're playing the game hard. And, you know, I don't know what ultimately is going to happen this season. I have no idea who wins. It seems impossible that Q could win this thing, but the way he's being edited, if he ends up winning, you can go back and look at it and be like, yeah, of course he won, because they featured so many episodes where everybody said we should get rid of Q. I'm done with him. And that's two episodes in a row. Last episode, he told them, vote me out. Not one vote went his way. Last night, he's like, man, they're coming after me because of what I did. And now it turned to, you know what? We can get Hunter out and we can blindside him. And that's exactly what they did. Hunter gets eliminated with an idol in his pocket. He's not happy. And yet that's another episode where Q escapes. What if Q does well in individual immunity challenges the rest of the way and saves himself? Or maybe he finds an idol. I don't know. But it just seems like, and he might be gone next episode. I don't know. It just seems like the way they're editing him and showing how many times he has either thought he's going home or the team has been like, we got to get him out now. And yet they refuse to get him out, or the majority doesn't. Last week, he didn't even get a vote. It was close. ended up a tie this week, and then on the revote, Hunter ends up going home. You're like, is this guy living nine lives out there? Can you just cancel Christmas? By the way, that's Q's, obviously. That's his thing. Is he's probably going to say you could just cancel Christmas every episode. I think he has said it three episodes in a row now where he's just talking about something and he's out of his mind with something. He's just, oh, you just cancel Christmas. So I think he would be one of the more entertaining winners. I think he's the most entertaining contestant by far this season. Not saying anyone else isn't. You know, people seem to hate Venus, which I don't really understand. I think, you know, Ben has kind of, he's just there. He's obviously not getting a winner's edit. I think Maria has a chance to win, although her edit has been kind of, it seems like Tiff or Q or the guy that I keep forgetting his name. Obviously, I can picture his face. He's the big Taylor Swift fan. Why am I forgetting his name every single time I record this podcast? Anyway, Tiff, Q, or him, I think have the best chances of winning now. Those are the ones that I think have the best chance. But again, I could be way off. All right. Finally, want to end with American Idol talk and some Taylor Swift talk. American Idol, last night, or yesterday, there was an article, and Lionel Richie was asked, because this is Katy Perry's last season. She has basically said, this is my last one on Idol. Got to focus on my family. Got to focus on my next tour. And Katy Perry has said, I'm done. Well, they asked Lionel Richie, if it was your choice, or who do you think should replace Katy Perry on Idol? He had two names that he threw out. Taylor Swift or Kelly Clarkson. Well, you can rule out Taylor Swift, at least for next season, because she's still going to be touring in November of this year. And the judges need to be, you know, they start filming in the summer for this show. So she can never be the judge for next season. Plus, now, look, if I'm American Idol and I'm dead serious about maybe drawing some eyeballs to my show again and making it one of the top shows, and definitely one of the top singing shows on network television, I write Taylor Swift a blank check and say, what do you want to be a judge on this show? We'll give you anything per year. $50 million? We'll do it. Because if Taylor Swift ever became a judge on this show, not that it would get back to what it was in the early 2000s. It's not going to get 30 million viewers a week. But I guarantee it doubles what it does now. Without a doubt. If not 2.5 times. But it's probably unrealistic. I don't think that she would do this. Not even for $50 million a season. Now, Kelly Clarkson makes the most sense. I think that that is probably going to be your replacement for Katy Perry next season. Now, I know she's got her talk show. I don't know how it works with that. I don't know if she'd be willing to go to L.A. because isn't her talk show in New York? Or is it in L.A.? It might be in L.A. and I could be wrong. Actually, I think it is in L.A. now that I think about it, because Joey... Didn't Joey do her or Daisy do her podcast? Jesus. Didn't Joey do her show or Daisy do her show? I think it was L.A. So if it's L.A., I think she could easily make it work for sure. So I would expect that's going to be the name to replace Katy Perry. But again, time will tell. However, if they want a boffo holy shit moment in this show's history, you get Taylor Swift for a season or two. And ask her to be a judge, and people are going to tune in 1,000,000,000%, and it would double their ratings, if not more. And speaking of Taylor, mentioned this in the open, she set a record this week with 1 billion Spotify streams. It hasn't even been a week. Tortured Poets Department came out last Friday. It's only Thursday, and she has the most streamed album in a single day, with 300 million, and she's reached 1 billion streams in less than a week. That has never happened before, ever. 300 million streams in that first day. You know the previous record holder? Taylor Swift Midnights and Taylor Swift 1989, Taylor's version. I think it's possible that in one of Taylor Swift's, I don't know, four or five houses that she owns all across the United States, she probably has a room in her house where she just prints money because That's what this woman does. She prints fucking money. Everything she does draws millions, if not billions of dollars. Like, I'm also convinced. I mean, look, Tortured Poets Department, I'm not the only one who has criticized it or just been constructive about it and then said, like, hey, it's not her best work. Not terrible. It's got some good songs on it. But this is something to where I'm now convinced if Tortured Poets Department is getting 300 million streams in one day and has drawn over a billion streams in less than a week, I'm convinced Taylor Swift could burp into a microphone for an hour and put that on a record and set it to some synthesizer music that Jack Antonoff produces, and she would probably still get 500 million streams in a month, in a week, whatever. I'm just saying. This is not her best album, and she's gotten a billion streams in 6 days. It's unreal how popular she is. This is the most popular female, if not, you know what, you could even put her up against Michael Jackson in his prime. I absolutely think, you know, there was no streaming back then, so there was no way to gauge what Thriller would have streamed when it got released. You know, it's just people had to go out and buy a cassette tape or buy a vinyl. Hell, have you seen this vinyl sales for Tortured Poets Department? Those are breaking records. It's just unreal. But that's Taylor Swift for you. She's the best. She does nothing wrong other than put out 31 songs and not a lot of diversity. No. I have been listening still. I still listen. And I have added, like I said, Guilty of Sin, I like. Fortnite, I like. Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? Like that one, too. There's some good ones on there. I don't, like I said, no bangers, but some good songs. And the album is growing on me a little bit. It's not, it's never, I'm just, I don't, I listened to it at least 5 or 6 times now. If it hasn't passed Reputation or Lover or 1989 for me now, it's not going to. But it does have some songs that I'm definitely going to put in my playlists. Thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also rate and review, but you got to hit play. Please hit play. Even if you go just read the transcripts every day, hit play. Hit play, let it go, and then come back to it later, or hit pause and then go read the transcripts. But if you hit play, it helps with my downloads. Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. And then podcast number 388 with Greer Blitzer coming up in 2 hours from now. And both the Daily Roundup and Greer's podcast will be on will be transcribed on the website at realitysteve.com later on this morning after Greer's podcast posts. So thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.